217 here at Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron, and let's get you ready for postseason high school baseball. The brackets came out yesterday. Albert Lee is the number 3 seed as head coach of our Tigers. Sean Gaston joins us. And Sean, thank you so much for the time and a good afternoon.
Aaron, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. The team going to the postseason, a little bit of a losing streak right now. I think it's 6 in a row. Sounds like there was a tough loss to Fairmont this week. I mean, even though the team's on a little slide, there's been some close games. You had a close one with Byron as well. That things could be a little bit different. Just dropped a couple heartbreakers in the last week.
Oh, no doubt. It's pretty rare that you go through a 3-week stretch and get walked off 3 times, which we went through. You look at it and you've got some games that turned on a play or two, and instead of sitting on a 6-game losing streak, you've at least split or possibly won 4 out of those 6, that type of thing. But, you know, overall, trying to remind the boys and remind ourselves as coaches that, honestly, in a lot of ways, we're better than we were 3 weeks ago when we were on a winning streak. And a lot of this game is just the belief in what you can do and trying to make sure our guys remember that as we get ready to go to the postseason.
Don't want to bring up this game, but I just want to get some comments on it. The Fairmont game, 2-2 game going to the 8th, and it sounds like the 8th inning might have lasted a long time with your team scoring 4 and Fairmont coming back and scoring 5. That's one of the craziest endings that I've ever heard of.
I don't think I can think of another baseball game like that as a player, as a coach. From the top half of the inning, it was a great offensive inning in that, we manufactured a run to pull ahead, and then we get a great at-bat from Ben Kiders, who's up playing his first varsity game, and he battles on with 2 strikes and, ropes the ball into right field to get us a couple more, and then we put in another one. And, obviously you're feeling good at that point. You're up by 4. We just couldn't close the deal, and, I talk about it as a coaching staff, and, the agreement right away is that, you look at it and you think, what could I do differently? Because, could we have made different decisions, that type of thing? And ultimately, we look at it as it was a one-off thing. You're not going to run into a situation like that where we know our guys are good enough to execute and win those type of ball games, and we're confident we'll have that opportunity again and we'll have a different outcome.
Albert Lee head coach Sean Gaston here on KATE. And, Sean, the last time we talked, the possibilities of a 1 seed. Obviously, the losing streak slides your team just below Jordan as the number 3 seed. Still happy with the way the seeding process worked, because the good news is your team still gets a home game to kick off the postseason.
We do. That's a great thing, as opposed to getting on a bus and going 2 hours somewhere. We get to be right there at Hike and play a place we're comfortable with and with our fans and everything. So, ultimately, I think what we got was what we had earned. And as I tried to tell the boys and talking to our coaches and talking with Paul Durban, we got the seed. It truly doesn't make a difference what your seed is. You just need to go play baseball and take care of your business, and it sort of all works itself out as you go through the tournament.
Looking at scores and looking at the bracket, the amazing thing about baseball is, unless you're one of those teams that is just a dominant team, This section is wide open, because, records are pretty even there on the top when it comes to the top 3 seeds, and even in the middle and on the bottom. And we know how baseball works, that an error here, a mistake, a big hit can change a game in a second. So, I wouldn't say there was 3 or 4 favorites in this section. Would you agree this section is pretty wide open?
Oh, 100%. 100%. We've played in years where everyone could circle that one team and say, that team's going to be tough to beat, or you're going to need some bounces and, to be able to stay with them, that type of thing. Looking back in the last 5 years, we've had years like that with a Northfield or a Red Wing, or even Austin a couple years ago was clearly playing at a high level, maybe separated from the rest. But this year, no, I think it's totally wide open. Just talking last night with our boys and with the coaches is, honestly, this opening Saturday will be very interesting, because I think all 8 teams in our section have one pitcher who, if they're on, can win them a ball game, no doubt. So we could see some very interesting matchups come Tuesday when everything shakes out. And with the guys we have, I feel good about our chances, not just to, make some noise, but actually go and win this thing.
Sean Gasson, the head coach, Yubberly baseball team. They start the postseason, 1 o'clock, Hike Field on Saturday. Get out there and cheer on our Tigers. And looking at the bracket, you guys have played Byron. The number 2 seed, which is new to the section, they moved up to Class of 3A this year, is Jordan. Did you get a chance to see the Hubmen at all?
You know, we've not gotten to see them. The biggest thing there, you know, reaching out to other coaches in the area is well-coached team that they're going to be getting better and better. I believe, you know, my understanding is that they struggled through a little bit of a COVID break, much like Austin had to go through. And, you know, being new to the section and not having any experience, you know, that unknown element's always interesting. I know they play some great teams. And, you know, between those two new additions compared, you know, adding it to all the traditional groups that we've played in the past, it'll make for really interesting matchups, especially once you get past the ones to see what each team's really like.
Now, Sean, you mentioned Jordan's new to the section. Who's the other team that's new?
Byron is, and okay. You know, we've fortunately been able to, you know, play them in the past a few times, but and we were able to draw them this year for a regular season game. But you know, they bring a new interesting element. I mean, obviously they're a community that's growing, and their athletics are really improving. And you know, credit to Coach Hansen over there. Their program is getting stronger and stronger. So a strong addition to the section for sure.
It's a double elimination tournament, and you talked everyone's going to throw their aces on Saturday, which will make the quarterfinals a lot of fun. But it puts a lot of pressure because, you know, as a coach, you got to win that first one. If you lose that first one, the road to come back and win the section is a long, long road. That's going to make a Saturday even more interesting and more nerve-wracking, but fun at the same time.
Aaron, you're 100% right. And we've gone the long road before, and we've tried our luck there. And it, you know, it's possible to battle your way back, but you just eventually run into that challenge of there's not enough arms, there's not enough innings in those arms to make it work. So yes, this Saturday is a huge game. You know, it protects your pitching, puts you in a good position there. It also just, it seems much like, you know, any athletic adventure. You win the first one, you just get a little bit of momentum. You feel good about yourself, and good things start happening, and you feel like you can take on the world at that point. So that's our mindset that we're having, is we're selling out. We're going to go for everything on Saturday, and we'll win that game, and then we'll worry about Tuesday. I guess the old saying, let's survive in advance, is the way we sort of look at it.
Now, Sean, when it comes to Saturday, I'm assuming that there is no limits on fans. Anyone that wants to come to the game and wants you guys play on Saturday is welcome?
I believe so. I know tickets will be available. They're being sold online. You can also get them at the gate if you need to. You know, so that's another great sign. You know, one, we were playing baseball, which we weren't doing a year ago, and now we're going to get some people back in the stands cheering us on as we go.
Because I want to invite everybody out to the game on Saturday. I haven't been to Hike Field in a long time, but I'm assuming the grill's going, the concession stand is open. It's going to be a perfect Saturday to bring the family down during this holiday weekend.
I hope so, and I hope we can send everyone home to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend with a W.
Sean Gaston, head coach of Albert Lea. One last question. Do you know who's going to get the start on Saturday, or is that a secret?
It's no secret. We're going to roll out Blake Olby, and you know, as I told all of our pitchers, everyone's on the board Saturday. We'll treat it as a must-win game. We'll use whoever we have. And the great thing is we've got a good number of arms that have gotten some experience this year that we have a lot of confidence in. And we know Blake's going to go out and compete his butt off and give us a chance to win. And I'm just excited for our boys that we're going to get to do it at home for the first time in a long time. And can't wait till Saturday.
Sean Gaston, head coach of our Tiger baseball team. The Windhawks in town, the 6th seed. Tigers the 3 seed, 1 o'clock first pitch at Hike. Get out there this Saturday and cheer on the guys. Sean, thank you so much for the time, and good luck.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me.